An Indigenous man has lost a court bid aimed at halting government-approved plans on how to rebury the Mungo man and other skeletal remains. Jason Kelly had argued the remains should be kept in a way to ensure preservation, with simple monuments and the construction of a cultural centre. He said if the remains of Mungo man and Mungo lady or the other 106 ancestral remains were secretly reburied without memorials, they'd be under threat of being treated in a manner inconsistent with burial tradition. But the federal court has ruled that the plan for the 42,000-year-old remains should proceed along the lines of a New South Wales Heritage and Wollandra Lakes Region Aboriginal Advisory Group proposal pitched in 2022.